Ladies and gentlemen, I think all of you have the statement about Luna 15 and Frank. No sound? All right. Is any sound here? Okay. I think you all have the statement on Luna 15, and Colonel Frank Borman's here just to answer any questions, and Chris Kraft, the director of flight crew operations, is making his way in case you have some other questions about trajectories. So no further ado, we're open for questions. Rudy? Wait for the mic.
I'm expecting you to do the talk.
Colonel Borman, did you ask or did they give you any indication of what the mission of Luna 15 is?
They said that. That was a real burp. They said that it would remain in orbit, in its present orbit, for 2 days, and that they would notify us immediately of any future changes in the trajectory. They also said that at no time would the Luna 15 trajectory intersect the published trajectory of Apollo 11.
Al?
They say the length of the 2 days, in other words, from when were they counting when they said 2 days?
1317 July, Moscow time.
Frank, for audio purposes, would you briefly repeat what the press release says?
The press release briefly says that Dr. Kraft, called me and said, we're a little bit interested in what Luna 15 is doing, and could you check with some of the people that you met in the Soviet Union recently and see if you can find out? So I, after checking with the appropriate people, placed a call to Soviet Union and talked to Dr. Keldysh, or to his assistant who speaks English, and asked them if they could relay us any information and explain there was some interest, more than casual interest in it, on the part of the flight operations people here in Houston. And they responded with a cable that I received at home last night that gave the orbital parameters plus the indication that we just mentioned that they would inform us of any further changes.
Howard Simons?
Could either one of you tell us how you interpret what you've just told us, that it'll remain in present orbit 2 days?
That would be conjecture. So your guess is as good as ours at this point. I'm an honorary doctor.
If you're a doctor, I better move over a couple of seats.
Harry Pete.
We could, I'm sure Frank and myself would probably
come up with the same answer. We can only guesstimate what the Russians are doing in this instance, and we've said to each other that probably we would guess they were doing a step-by-step program just as we would do a step-by-step program in this country, and they've been flying circumlunar flights with their lunar vehicles. And this flight is a lunar orbit flight in which they'll return from lunar orbit. It's a step in their lunar exploration program.
Harry, please.
Can you translate these orbital parameters for us into an altitude, an apogee and perigee, and tell us where this is with respect to the projected Apollo 11 trajectory?
Well, the eccentricity is pretty low, and the period is about the same as ours, two hours.
We compute that to be 72 by 156 and an inclination of about 45 degrees. 72 by 156 and an inclination of about 45 degrees. 72 at perigee and 156 at apogee. Nautical miles, yes, I'm sorry.
F. Clark. And
you multiply that by 1.82 something to get kilometers.
can, Can you tell us why you held up the announcement this long?
Pardon me?
If you got this information last night or early this morning, well, I didn't see any,
I thought there wouldn't be any more news last night than it was this morning, and we put it out. I was at home.
Fact, he didn't talk to me until this morning.
I didn't tell Chris about it till this morning. After all, the important thing is here that it isn't going to bother Apollo 11, so.
F. Clark.
Chris, could we clarify what you said when you said a step-by-step program, and you said it was in lunar orbit. Did you say that you expected it to leave lunar orbit?
Hart Hill.
That would be my guess, yes.
To return to Earth?
Affirmative.
Does that tell you any more about the mission?
Yeah, it says it's a lunar orbit mission.
But you're a doctor.
I'm not
trying
to be smart with you. That's all. I'm just guessing, and I think you would guess the same way, that the Russian programs traditionally have been very methodical in stepping through the various phases of an operation, unmanned, et cetera, before they do manned, and they do certain...